St. Leo the Great, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, sometimes when we're faced with a lot to do, say if you have a lot of homework or you haven't cleaned your room for several years, and your father comes home from work one day and he says, well, that's it, you have to have the room cleaned by tomorrow morning, and if you don't, then there'll be no television or no outing or no desserts or something or another, some drastic consequence. When we're faced with an awful lot to do, it's easy for us to be discouraged. And we think to ourselves, well, I could never do that. That's just impossible. But when we give in to discouragement, what are we doing if not giving in to the devil? The devil, they say, is in the details, and when we let too many details pile up, we get discouraged. Today we keep the feast day of a saint. We don't often get a chance to, because we're only keeping this feast day because it comes, Easter does, earlier this year, and so therefore now we're back with the saints again on this 11th of April, the feast day of an excellent saint against discouragement. Now, if anyone would ever have had an excuse for feeling a tiny bit discouraged, it would be St. Leo the Great. You see, when he was pope, the barbarians were invading the empire. And one time, he was very brave. He had to go see Attila the Hun. And as the name indicates, he was not very much of a fun person, Attila the Hun. He was very frightening, scary, and he was bloodthirsty. And he and his hordes of Huns roamed all around the Roman Empire, destroying, burning, pillaging, killing. Well, St. Leo didn't want that to happen to his city, over which he was the pope. St. Leo took care of Rome. So he went to go see Attila the Hun. Of course, he prayed beforehand and fasted, and other people pray with him. And Attila agreed not to destroy the city of Rome, to leave them in peace. Later on, one of his generals said to him, he said, Attila the Hun, why did you listen to that Christian priest or bishop? Why did you spare the beautiful city of Rome? We could have had a lot of fun destroying that city, because that's what Huns enjoyed doing, was destroying things. Well, he said, when I was talking to him, I saw somebody else standing behind him, and he was very, very big, and he wore the crown of a pope, the tiara, and he was brandishing a sword in his hand and had a threatening look, and he looked right at me with the sword, so as much as if to say, if you don't obey this man, I'll kill you. And of course, that was St. Peter who had appeared. St. Leo did his duty to try to save his city, and God did his. Do you begin to see how problems get resolved, children? Now, another time, there were some different barbarians, because there were as many barbarians as there were probably days in the month. And his name was Genseric, and he was with the Vandals, and the Vandals enjoyed just sort of vandalizing things. Well, he came, and this time he wouldn't agree to spare the city of Rome, but he agreed that he wouldn't be too bad on it, and he wouldn't burn it down at the end of their having looted the city. That means take all the valuable and the beautiful things. Imagine how St. Leo would have felt after days and days of their city being looted and pillaged and so forth, that he had to rebuild everything and put everything back together again. Was he discouraged? No. It was the same thing with all of the heretics. There were so many different kinds of heretics. There were some heretics who said, in Christ there's only one nature. Those were the Eutychians, of course. And then there are your Nestorians who said that in Christ there are two distinct persons, one human and one divine. And that's, of course, a heresy too. And that's just the top of the list. There were many, many heretics. And they were always trying to destroy the unity of the Catholic faith and the true good belief about our Lord, who's both God and man. And back then, of course, you couldn't send emails or get on a plane to go see somebody. No, it was took a long time to write letters, and you'd have to hope that your letter would get there and that they would pay attention to you, the heretics or maybe the local bishop, when you wrote. Was he discouraged? No. He just kept on doing his duty day after day and week after week and month after month until finally he's one of the only two popes in history who has the name of the Great. Now, I wouldn't attempt to tell you today, children, that if you do your homework or you clean your room or you attack some sort of a problem that you've been leaving behind and you never took care of properly, if you did that, you would earn the title of the Great. But it might be a great thing for you to do things like that. But I am saying this. If we give way to discouragement and don't even try, that's the devil's work. What should we do? Our very best at all times. So we today as Catholics, for example, we realize how difficult the situation is for the church, and because of that, for the world, how there are barbarians everywhere, and how there are heretics absolutely everywhere, and how everything is thrown into confusion and darkness. Will we be discouraged? No. We'll just keep right on. We'll try to do something good right now. As a matter of fact, we will do the very best thing, which is to offer the same Holy Mass that Pope St. Leo the Great himself offered with great solemnity and with great devotion. And we know that the power of this Mass will drive the devil away. And may it drive away to the devil of discouragement. Let me do my best just for this hour during the Mass, and then we'll see what happens after lunch. Maybe I could do my best at something else that used to discourage me. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.